Anyone cannot ex-
check it.
Cannot said by this. We must be old. And one day we will give up everything what we have collected in this world. This beauty, these beautiful cheeks, old teeth, eyesight, everything will lose. No one can help you and will die. Giving up everything, you cannot take your even a hair. Even. So, better to serve Guru, you know, he is expert in remembering, chanting of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is so merciful. So Guru can give this. And we can be happy in this world and after this world. He can give the mercy of Radha and Krishna conjugal, Supreme Lord. He is like our friends, son, like most beloved. He wants to play with us, but we are not qualified. So Guru can make us qualified that you can play with him. You will not be old any time. Always, always, new and new beat will come, like Krishna. Nothing death, nothing death. No suffering. We can go on that platform. So we must obey Guru and serve Guru that he can give this qualification to us. Very soon. Moreover.
So there is no happiness in this world.
Our boat is here.
In this ocean of material life. Mm. I'm stuck here, caught here. Mm. But Gurudev is Sukh Sagar. Mm. In his ocean of happiness, because bhakti is with him, and he can give this bhakti to us.
Mm.
So here we are so unhappy, but in the shelter of lotus feet of Gurudev, we
will become so happy. Are you understanding something a little? And then?
So then, because of this, Gurudev, mujhe pran se pyare hu, he is our most dearest and beloved. And we are the servants of that Gurudev. We want to be. For this we are begging at his door, knocking at his door like a beggar and saying, please overlook all these faults that are in me and what is good in me, please accept me.
Very good. So, Guru is so qualified. By his mercy, even a part of his mercy, to make us qualified to serve Radha and Krishna. And then we can be happy. In this world, no one is happy. Even Hitler, so much powerful, Napoleon Bonaparte, also he wants to cross Alps and to defeat Russians. But he was caught by this friend army. And he was drowned in the ocean. We know so many persons. Their servants' houses were of golden and jewels. Ravan. He was so powerful. He could fly in air, having any form. Very powerful, more than anyone, even more powerful than demigods. But in a moment he was killed by Ram, because he wanted to enjoy her wife, his wife, Sita Devi. So he was killed. Not only him, his 1 lakh. 1 lakh then?
No. Sons.
What is the meaning of 1 lakh?
100,000.
Sons. And nephew?
grandson.
Grandson.
One left 25,000.
All that killed the battle. So in this world is like a prison. And we were bounded in chain of attachment to this world. Attachment of lust, anger and all these things. Very hard to avoid. Only Guru can save us. So, in this Guru's line, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is one of very powerful Guru. He is himself the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna both. Very powerful. So you should sing a kirtan of Jashomati Namaha. We have heard that so many persons tell like this: Supreme Lord has no face, no form, no quality. He cannot descend to this world. He is shapeless, formless, beautyless, colorless. But even He is God. But I think that what is the necessity, what is the prayojan?
Utility.
Utility of this God that He cannot come to us. He is not merciful to us. Who cannot have any relation to us, He cannot save us, then how He is God? But if He can, if He is God, G-O-D, generator, and P-O, operator of the whole world, and D, destructor, then how He can be formless? So in Babel also it has been told, God created man after His own image. As His image is, He created men like that. Then He must have form. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Never becomes old. Never this comes. Cut hair. Flute in His hand. Very sweet, smooth, having all qualities. So merciful. And He can descend and play with us. Otherwise He cannot be God. So, Supreme Lord is Krishna. Sometimes He is not seen like we are not seeing Him. Because these eyes are mortal. By mortal eyes we cannot see Him. By this mortal mind we cannot touch Him. We cannot glorify Him because we have not seen Him. But mercifully He can come and play with us. Like most beloved He can come. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one of His associates as a guru, He was in our Guru Parampara. Today is His disappearance day. He is praying like this. What is the meaning? Yashomati Nandana.
Krishna is the son of Yashoda. Yashomati Nandana means He is the delight of Yashoda. Brajabara Nagara. And He is the hero of, He is the best hero of Vrindavan. Gokula Ranjana Kana. And He is very pleasing to everyone in Gokul. Everyone is so happy to see Krishna. And he is called Kanha. His nickname is Kanha. Gopi Parana Dhana. He is the life treasure of the gopis. Gopi Parana Dhana.
Madana
Manohara. And he is so beautiful that even Cupid, who captivates the whole world, is captivated by him.
Kaliya
Damana Vidhana. And he is the subduer of the Kaliya serpent. Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that to take Shuddha Nam, to take the pure name of Krishna, Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Bhinatva Nama Naminoho. He's saying that, I am very happy to take this name of Krishna, to hear these names of Krishna.
Amiya Vilasa.
Amiya Vilasa means this is my vilas.
What vilas?
To take Harinam, to take Krishna's name.
Name has shape. Name has beauty. Name is merciful. He is indifferent from name. Nam and Nam is same. Krishna has invested his whole power, mercy, affluence, his sweetness, his pastimes in these names. So Jasamati Nandan, Brajavaranagar, Gokulara, all are the vilas of name. All are in name. Even Kadamba Kanana, Jamuna Tatachara, Gopi Basanahar, all are the vilas of name. So you should chant name with this strong belief. Name is himself Krishna. All the pastimes of Krishna, all are in these names. So these 16 names are so powerful. But foolish persons, ignorant person, having no impressions, they don't believe in names. They want to be happy by worldly sense gratifications and other ways. But one by one, like webs, so many problems coming. More vigor than before. More than before. And endless. If you want to be happy, have so much strong in this name. Chant name. And have a rati. To realize, if you are giving your energies to other things, mundane things, sense gratification, how you can realize, you can give your energy to Radha and Krishna to realize this? If you want to be more wealthy, you will have to spend your whole time, whole energy for making money. Even it is not sure that money will come or not. It is in future. You cannot tell surely that we are going to do any business and by business so much money will come. But it is not sure that money will come or your business will be
successful.
It depends on Krishna mercy and your past activities. So don't believe in these fruitive karms, activities. More belief to Krishna, Krishna name, and in Guru. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words, in Mahaprabhu, words, and be happy. Otherwise you are all foolish, like an animal without horns and tail. Understand what I told?
If we don't use this human form of life for taking shelter of Krishna, Krishna's name, then we are like animals who don't have tails, horns, but animals walking on two legs, Dvipada Pashu.
In animals, what animal? Not cow, not bullock. What? Khara.
Go khara.
Yes.
Go khara. Donkeys. They have no
horns. They have tail.
Always kicked by whom?
Sea donkey.
They like to be kicked by?
Sea donkey.
Sea donkey.
With not front legs.
Hind leg.
Hind leg.
But even they follow. Understand? We are so intelligent.
You are so intelligent.
That we like to be a donkey. Dharma nahina pashu bhi saman. Everywhere it has been told. It has been told something in Bible and Quran, but not like our. Very strongly. That if you are not doing bhajan, not remembering Krishna, this loving Krishna, most beloved Krishna, that then we are animals like, asses, what? Donkeys. Oh, always kicked by behind legs of his wife. See, donkeys. And we are very happy in that. Oh, doing like this and always kicked. Oh, very shameful. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, believe in this name. Very merciful than Krishna and Radhika and Mahaprabhu, even their names. We can chant, remember. And our whole desire can fulfill by this. All desire. Very good. We want to be happy. Always in this world. Anyone in this world, even grasses, even animals, worms, birds, anyone does not want to be
unhappy.
Unhappy. But anyone is not happy. It seems that she is very happy. No? She is very happy. But, she is not happy. So many problems are there. I know. I read here and, so much. No? This world is not. It seems that she is very happy. They are so happy. Very beautiful. Very happy. But so many problems coming. What to do? What to do? What to do? Especially old age is coming running to
embrace us. To marry us.
To marry us. Why you are going to marry this beautiful lady? Oh, marry me.
Just now coming.
And forcibly she will do. Even you want or not. Understand something? So name is very powerful, merciful. If you are chanting, really giving your energy, then you will be happy forever. Amala Harinam Amiya Bilasa. This is. Krishna is beloved of all the gopis. Oh, this is in his name. Hare Radhika. Her associates, all the gopis are there. Krishna is playing with them, doing rash, dancing and singing with them. Or you will realize by chanting them, Hare Krishna. And like Vyasadeva, you will realize after some days, by the mercy of your Gurudev. But try to give your energy. Very easily, like a laddu. Laddu of Delhi.
Delhi laddu.
It will not do. Only it will not do. Or we'll have to exercise in the power something. And then, what? Namiya Bilasa, Vipina Purandar, Navina Navak Garavara, Gokularanjana,
Sivadana
Subhasa. And then? Brajajana Palan, Asurukula Nasa. What is? Rajukumar. He's saving always, protecting whole Braja from so many problems. Like Indradeed. And he saved all. Agasur, Bakasur, so many demons came and they wanted to destroy whole Braja. But Krishna controlled them. So, in name you will realize all these things. Jamuna Tatachara, Gopi Vasanahara, Rasa Rasika Pripa. He is so beloved of all these gopis that he used to play with them or stealing away their clothes. Then they were telling that, oh, what you want, we will fulfill your desire. Then Krishna became happy, totally surrendered. So try to surrender yourself, all like gopis. Once any gopi is testing Srimati Radhika's love to Krishna and telling, oh, he's most cheater. Oh, he's very lusty. Oh, he loves all, but not anyone. If you are loving him, he may give up you. So, please don't love him, Krishna. If you are loving, at once stop. And in Braja, there are so many qualified young
ladies,
young person.
And you can marry them. Then what Radhika is telling? Whether he is qualified or not. Always cheater, no harm. He can give up me and he will be playing with so many gopis. Or he is loving me and giving pain to others. Anyhow, what he is doing, nothing to see me. Oh, he is my most beloved. I cannot give him. So many young and very beautiful persons, they can be in Braja. They should be, oh, nothing to do with them. Only Krishna is mine. He is my most beloved. I cannot give up him. So, we should do like that. We should try to be like that. Oh Krishna, you are alone mine. No one in this world can take any part of my energy. I want to serve you. Not for me, only to please you. Without any self gain. Anna bhilashita sunya. No, okay. Like this. Continually, in the guidance of Gurudev. So we should try to be like that. Well, once Sri Ramchandra with Sita Devi and Lakshman to obey his father, he left kingdom and palace of Ayodhya. His father, in his remembering, he left his body. O Ram, O Ram, Ha Ram. But Ram went to forest to obey his father. But when he was in deep forest, a demon came and he stole away Sita Devi. I was telling. What was it?
A demon came in the forest.
No.
Ramchandra sab pita sab pitri ka bachan sab ko raksha karne ke liye gaye the
तो मैंने पिछले उदाहरण देने के
हाँ
अन्नाभिलाषित आसन सो राम वेंट देयर सीता ही वॉज द डॉटर ऑफ ए हाई क्लास ऑफ किंग एम्परर ऑफ जनक सो क्वालिफाइड हिज फादर केम एंड टोल्ड दैट यू शुड कम टू माई हाउस Ram is going to forest. Vasishth and all others were trying to shake Sita Devi not to go forest with Ram. But Swat Sita was telling, I can die anywhere. I don't want to be in the palace of my father anywhere. I know only Ram. If Ram is forest, I am in forest. If he is in palace, I am in palace. For I don't know anything. So devotees should be like this. Especially knowing all these, hearing Harikatha all like this. They said, try to give her their whole energy in Krishna. This is the purport of all the Vedas, Upanishad, Purana and Bhagavad. But Ansi becomes sometimes hopeless. Krishna came, Baldev Prabhu came, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu came, Ramchandra came. So many forms of Krishna came in this world. They tried. But even we see, whole world is full of persons like demons. We have no belief. Even Guru Vaishnava coming and giving instructions, but we don't want to follow. Very rare, in thousand and thousand, one coming to this world, this life. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is trying. You know what he did? Though he was a very high class of
aristocratic.
Government servant, high class, officer, district magistrate in Puri. But sometimes he used to go to villages. With Nagar Sankirtan. He established so many Nagar Sankirtan everywhere in Bengal villages.
Namhatta.
And he used to tell himself what? Namhatta Jharudar.
I am sweeper of Namhatta.
Marketplace.
Sweeper of that Namhatta Bazaar market. He wrote so many books, more than hundreds. At first I used to see that, where is 100 books? Now I am seeing that thousands of books he has written. Thousands. Why? He did for us. All his songs, all his literature is our wealth. If you have so much
faith.
Faith in this and go on doing follow. Even one song, if you are beloved, then your this world, asakti, attachment of this world, very easily it can go. And this is what? Binding chain, this asakti. And we are testing this world, enjoying this world. Not first time. We have enjoyed lakhs and lakhs in past births, but we are not satisfied. So we should try to chant name and give your more energy in this. Then you will very soon realize any song. Can you do? Bolo Hari Hari Mukundan. Thank you. singing. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Oh, I am responsible. I am responsible. You should chant Hari Hari. And if no fruit is coming, I am responsible. By chanting, you will be happy in your life. First who told? Nityananda Prabhu. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur is same telling. That always tell Hari Hari, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. By Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Nama Sudharasa Gao Krishna. Our name is full of ocean of rush. Ocean of rush. So you should chant and remember these songs and sing. Oh, Krishna will be happy. One thing, we are unhappy, suffering so much, forgetting Krishna. Very beloved Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. We are searching how we can be happy. But you should know that Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat is telling that, oh, you cannot be worried like Krishna. Krishna is very worried for you. He realizes all our sufferings, problems. We are a naughty child, giving a father. His father was very wealthy, like emperor. But as we are naughty, we left him. And serving in a chai ki dukan.
Tea shop.
What doing?
Coffee shop.
Washing.
Contaminated plate.
Dirty plate.
Very dirty thing. And always something, enjoying what?
Low things.
Abuses of his master. Sometimes?
Slap. And cake.
And so many bad names. But even he is working there. So his father is so much worried. Where is my son? What doing? But this naughty boy never goes to father. So we are naughty boy. Krishna is very merciful. He is worried for us. So he is merciful. And he descends from there to us. It is his
causeless
mercy. We don't realize this. That child was not realizing this, that how my father and mother are lovely to me. I am owner. Main uska uttaradhikari hun.
It's
of whole wealth and everything. But what I am doing this? I am serving and enjoying his
beating
and
abuses.
So we are like this. We are kicked everywhere by behind legs, but not remembering him. But he descended. And he played so many pastimes. He became dear son of father, mother. He obeyed them. He was going to cow herding to meet gopis, to play with them. So many problems came on Braja. And what he did? He saved the whole Braja. So he is very merciful. Try to remember again by chanting his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
If you are chanting, very soon, two fruits will come. Oh, in first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, if you are chanting, remembering Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, then at once, vairagya,
detachment
from worldly things. And secondly, what will come?
All happiness.
Vairagya, knowledge of all. What is Maya, this illusory? Why we are suffering? Who is Krishna? What is bhakti? What is the process of bhakti? Everything we will know very soon, if you are chanting. But if detachment is not coming and these are not coming, and any taste is not coming, even the ruchi is not coming, oh, we should know that we are doing something wrong. In the bottom there is hole. So all what we are doing is going on. So we are like, all like this. We are doing something. But by hole,
everything going.
Gone. So try to repair your pot, your heart. I've come to, I'm a repairer somewhat.
Some screwdriver.
You can believe on me. We have something, instrument to repair. And I'm shouting in the lane that anyone's heart is if whole, I may repair, I'm a repairer. But they don't give any importance of my words. Understand what I'm telling? And when I will go from here, oh, you will all forget what it was. Oh, I'm telling you, Krishna is very beautiful, very, very merciful, and what?
Causeless,
merciful. Very sweet. He wants to play with us in the form of son, friend and beloved. Don't reject him. I have come to tell his words to you as Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You can have faith on my words. Faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. And go out. So we are very indebted to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. What is the time now?
Seven o'clock.
Oh, you should sing that tune of Mahamantra. Or you can give some, he will do. Or you can do. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he took retirement of government service, he came to Nadia, Navdeep. But at that time, there was no fixed location where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace is. And he was in Godram Dweep, on the bank of River Ganges, always chanting and remembering. Or totally absorbed. In night, he used to wake up early at 12 in night, and whole night remembering past of sweet past and powerful
pastimes
of Krishna. In night, what Krishna used to do with gopis, dancing and remembering in Bansiba, in Sakhet, on the bank of Radha Kund, and Nishanta Leela also. Nishant means?
Morning pastimes, like
early morning, end of night.
Before sunrise, darkness. Oh, he used to remember all these things. In daytime also. What Krishna? Where is Krishna? Like, now it is 5.
Seven.
What Krishna is doing? Oh, he was remembering. Now Krishna has returned from cowherding with lakhs and lakhs cows, with so many cowherd boys. And all the gopis thinking Krishna, more beloved, more what?
Dear to dear than their own sons.
And they are doing aarti with lions to Krishna. That your all
bad, thing will
bad things will come. I will take. You should be happy, like mother. And then he is decorated, he took bath. Oh, so many are there to give him bath. And very decorated again, he goes to cow.
Milking
cows. Remembering always gopis, beloved. And after that he comes and then he takes what? Prasadam? Midday?
Dinner.
Dinner. With his father. And so many gopis. So he always remembering. Ashtakaliya Leela. Totally absorbed there. And in the one night he saw in what
sky
direction?
North.
North he saw. On the bank of Ganges there are so many beautiful trees there, coconut trees. And there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a very beautiful light there, like thunderbolt.
Lightning
there. He could not think that what light is there. Again he was sitting there. Next night he also saw that, oh, the with his all associates, Nityananda Prabhu,
Advaita
Acharya,
Srivas Pandit,
all are dancing. And they are sometimes
rolling
down on earth, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Lalite, oh Radhe, like this, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all are dancing there. And in a moment he saw that nothing is there. Next day he went there. He saw that, oh, tree is here, but nothing, trace of Mahaprabhu or anything. Only some tulsi
garden.
Garden is there. He asked the inhabitant, all their Muslims. So he asked them, why you are not growing something, corn or wheat or anything here? Oh, we cannot do
nothing.
We give so many sheets of wheat, corn, paddy and so many things, but only tulsi comes out. Very strange. Then he, it must be the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he wrote a letter to British government to send some old maps of that time. And from Indian library here anywhere in London, it was sent. And he saw that, oh, really Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, birthplace is here. Now it has been ruined by so much bad
flood.
But this place is always saved. So then he went to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was in Surjakund in Vrindavan, near Radhakund. And he came. At that time he was 144.
No, could not walk.
He could not walk.
Could not see even.
Oh, his eyebrows were like
eyelids
coming to here. When he wanted to see, oh, taking, and who are you? Always engaged, involving
bhajan,
chanting, remembering, always. He came and he went with him to that place and he realized, oh, this is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took place. And he came out from basket. and began to dance like
jumping,
like trampoline.
So much, 4-5 feet jumping. Oh, this is the place of my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu birthplace. He discovered. And then thousands and thousands of high class of engineers, doctors, and learned persons, they came, and this land was again taken by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then he made some hut and brought there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya both. First it was in a hut, and it was given to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. His name was at that time Vimalananda Saraswati. And he began to worship there. And after some time, this land was so much
developed,
as we see now. So first it was discovered by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and especially by his request, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And he, one thing more he did, some persons were thinking that this Hare Krishna name should be only remembered on the bead bags, and in mind, not openly and not with loudly. And so many persons were following this line, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was chanting also, but sometime in Jagannath Puri, when Kaur festival, he used to sing, and sometimes Hari Hari, and began rolling down. At that time he was not chanting only. So we can chant also, we can remember it also. At the time of walking we can do, on the bed we can do, in night, in day, in at any time, whether you are pure or impure, whether you are lusty or wretched or what you may be. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you can realize the fruit very soon. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur did it. He did so many things. He changed Vaishnavism. At that time, rusticated persons, they used to hate Vaishnavism. They used to think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a bogus, lusty person. And only at the time of death, if anyone is taking his dead body, the Vaishnava used to sing following them and having some money for that. Only they were Vaishnava. But these two, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his Saptam Goswami, he inspired so many learned persons. In educated mosque, and then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the cream of the society like young boys and gave them sannyas like us, and made so many brahmachari, naishthik brahmachari for whole life, not going down like now. And he preached over whole, his one hand preached over
whole world.
And what his hand was that? Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I'm also inspired by them, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, my Gurudev and Prabhupada. I'm not qualified, I know. I'm like a dry straw. But even you can see, by serving my Gurudev, one pointed, and all are hearing my all instructions. following, they try to follow. So you should chant and remember Krishna and be happy. This is the mission of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He has told, Krishna rasansar kara, chari anachar, jive daya, Krishna nam sarva dharmasar. Pundarik is here?
Yeah.
Or you should tell the meaning. Jive daya, Krishna nam sarva dharmasar.
In this verse, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is explaining, Krishna sansar karo chari anachar. Especially those people who are aspiring to become the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially for them, what they should do, they should give up all kind of anachar, that is bad behavior or behavior which is unfavorable to the cultivation of bhakti.
Can you tell what are these two?
For example, in Upadeshamrit, we have the first 3-4 verses where Rupa Goswami is explaining what is anachar, beginning from sense control to our exchange within this material world with different people. Just for example, on personal level, Vacho Vegam, Manasah Krodha Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Udra Upastha Vegam. In this verse, it is described that a sober person or a person who is qualified to be called as guru, or in other words, a person who is capable of giving guidance to the whole world, who can actually lead, show the path to perfection, such a person attains perfect control over his urges. How? By controlling the urge of speech, only speaking about Krishna. And he controls his mind from unnecessary wandering here and there. He engages his mind in remembering Krishna's pastimes, pastimes of his devotees, and of all the abodes and places where Krishna or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has placed the pastimes. Then Krodhveg. He has perfectly controlled his anger. He is no more disturbed at all by any adverse situations whatsoever. And he has perfect control over his tongue. The tongue is disturbing everyone in two ways. Always speaking mundane subject matter, which we heard in the first place. How to control it? To only speak about Krishna. The second way the tongue disturbs is to taste delicious foodstuff without discrimination. So a devotee or a sadhak, what he does, he only offers those foodstuffs to Krishna which is prescribed in Shastra, in Bhagavad Gita, in the mode of goodness. And after duly offering the foodstuff with love and affection, he accepts only what is called as prasad, or the mercy of the Lord. And thus, he gradually overcomes his all problems of life. And then, after controlling this, the urge of belly and the urge of genitals is controlled automatically.
But especially, asa sang tyag ei vaishnava achar istri sangi eka sadhu krishna bhaktar. What is the meaning?
In this verse, the worst kind of anachar, or that behavior which is utterly against the performance of bhakti, is the association of women and vice versa, for women, the association of men with lusty motives, and also association of those people who are associating with women with such mood. A sadhak gives up this association very, very strictly and very cautiously, always keep himself engaged in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness.
Mm. Then come to the point. Krishna sansar kara chhari anachar jive daya Krishna nam sarva dharmasar.
So while doing these things, the positive aspect the devotee adopts in his life, that he, whatever he does, whether if he is a renunciate or is a householder, all his activities are centered around Krishna, that is Krishna sansar,
He does everything for the benefit, for the pleasure of Krishna. And then Jive Daya, he has true compassion for the suffering conditioned souls in this material world. He knows their eternal welfare lies only in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. They have forgotten their real identity as his eternal servants, because they are his eternal part and parcels. So what kind of compassion he shows to them? Without cheating them, without wasting their time, he simply tells them continuously about their goal of life. And he helps them by telling the process to attain that goal. This is Jive Daya. And
Krishna Nam.
Then always absorbing oneself in chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then Sarva Dharma Sa. This is the essence of all the religious injunctions given in Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Mahabharata, Ramayana, all the literature for the Goswamis, all the literature of all the Vaishnavacharyas. In these two lines, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur have summarized the essence of all the Vedic instructions.
Thank you. Now we should offer Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In what way? Vaishnava Thakur, Dayara Sagar. You remember?
Yes.
Stand up all.
Happy. Happy you are all managing very great Mahamahotsav. I'm wondering how you are managing so many devotees on Rath Yatra festival. You did a grand Mahotsav, Mahaprasadam for all. So from where you did so much?
Credit.
How you managed?
I don't know.
Huh?
But he said he took a loan.
Loan? From whom he took a loan?
From Gurudev. From Gurudev. Then ability is coming. Actually, we
have you taken loan?
No.